Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, here at Joe Messina Show. Joe Messina, I've got a little bit of feedback here, but we are looking to be having a great time tonight here at JoeMessina.com. He will be back tomorrow, and we are, of course, going to be having a great time here. Whiskey Dave in the chair, as I do occasionally, almost, it seems almost every week now, here at TheRealSide.com. Check out his shows, and you can always give us a phone call as well at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE. Give us a phone call tonight. I'll be here for the next few hours. Got a lot to talk about. You know, it's really funny because I was in Utah over the weekend for a family event up in Park City, and I was watching the news, and I was thinking to myself, okay, my goodness, we've got so much that we're going to be able to talk about on Wednesday night. We had the government shutdown that was prevented at the very last minute. We had Dianne Feinstein dying, and we've got this new senator, which is somebody that I'm going to be speaking about tonight here with our next guest. Newsom appointed, as you know, a staunch abortion activist and also a Maryland resident to Feinstein's California Senate seat, which is absolutely incredible. LaFonza Butler. Fonzie. But then over the last couple of days, all of that news just went by the wayside. I mean, the incredible events that took place over the past 24 hours with Kevin McCarthy being removed as Speaker of the House is unprecedented. It has never, ever happened in the history of the United States. And whatever your opinions are, whether you are a supporter of Kevin McCarthy, whether you are a supporter of Matt Gaetz, and, you know, listen, he has some valid points that he raises as we take a look at what the Republicans were voted in to do, or whether you just are a fan of constitutional republicanism and actually getting things done, understanding in a bicameral chamber that you do have to negotiate on certain things. Holy cow, what a mess. This is embarrassing. If you are a conservative, if you are a Republican voter, frankly, I don't know how you can take a look at this and think that this is going to end up well for Republicans in 2024. Now, some will say, Dave, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, man. We're going to get Jim Jordan in there. We're going to get any one of the other number of more conservative people to get in there. And yes, by the way, Jim Jordan just announced this afternoon he is running for the Speaker of the GOP-led House of Representatives. Spokesman for the lawmaker confirmed Jordan's plans to the Daily Wire today. And he said, quoted by the Washington Examiner, that I've had a lot of people reach out to us asking me to do it because I think we can. We'll see what happens, but I think we can. And listen, there's a lot of other really good folks out there. Representative Thomas Massey has said that he will vote for Jim Jordan. I don't know what we're going to be looking at here. Are we going to have another 2-3 days of embarrassing votes? 8 Republicans joined with every single Democrat to vote against McCarthy. So think about this for a minute. The Democrats are in the minority, and they are still controlling what happens to the majority. This is a difference of two parties and their organizational structure and how effective that they are. And whatever you think of the Democrats, and I certainly have my complaints all up and down the board on many, multiple issues, you have to respect the fact that they remain in lockstep with their leadership. I'm absolutely astounded that this just happened. And there are people that we all like and we all trust that are out there that are absolutely disgusted by this as well. This is just downright embarrassing. And I'm going to say something that may be controversial out there for a lot of people listening to this show, but maybe Republicans shouldn't be in power because they don't know how to be in power. Maybe they are better suited as a minority antagonist party. Because this is absolutely stunningly embarrassing. Now, with that being said, was McCarthy perfect? Far, far, far from it. There were a lot of things that I wanted McCarthy to do. But folks, we have to be realistic. We had exactly the same majority that Nancy Pelosi had in the previous Congress. And McCarthy was unable to keep all of her votes. He was unable to whip all of the Republican votes. Pelosi was. So yes, maybe he wasn't the best leader. But this is not something that the Republicans can afford to do as we are coming up for, it seems like, just a stunningly quick election here. It's just in a year from now. And this is all people are going to be talking about over the next 13 months. What does this mean for the House? What does this mean for the Senate? What does this mean for the White House? And we're going to be talking a lot about this. We've got James Bradley, who's running for the California Senate, and he's actually getting some traction here. We'll talk to him after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair on this beautiful Wednesday night, no matter where you are across the fruited plain. It is great to be with you. And it is also great to be welcoming back to the show one of our favorite guys who has, he's getting some traction out here on the left coast, folks. James Bradley, who's running for California Senate, just on the heels here of Gavin Newsom appointing, LaFonza Butler, who I'm sure he has a few thoughts about. James, welcome back to the show, my friend. How have you been?
I'm doing wonderful. Actually enjoying this beautiful night here. I'm on the East Coast today, and my dad is turning 100 on the Saturday, so I'm here with much of my family members, getting reacquainted after all these years.
You know, that's incredible. 100 years old. The changes that he has seen in his lifetime is absolutely incredible. So happy birthday to your dad there, James. That's wonderful.
Thanks, Dave. I'll go. I'll extend that to him. He's in the room watching some pictures of the family, if you will. So we're having a wonderful time.
That's
here.
Wonderful.
I appreciate it.
So, James, let's talk a little bit about politics. Your name is starting to rise in the rankings here. You are looking at, what, about 5%? You would absolutely 100% qualify for a RNC debate if that was a presidential number. Congratulations on the rising numbers for your bid for California Senate.
Well, thank you. You know, I say there's some higher powers in play here. Yeah, that was the other poll. The previous polls, the Emerson polls, what really put me into the race. At that time, it was 7, and the one prior to the one you're reading from is the Berkeley poll that had me at 10%.
Wow.
Absolutely astronomical. So at that time, it put me in third position. That was, shifty shift. Some people call him pencil neck. And it was, I call, whiteboard Katie Porter. So I was right behind them at 10%. And it looked, the numbers were looking really good, David. So.
That's amazing. Fantastic. And now you've got a new player in this game. Stunning that we had. In fact, I got a text from you on Sunday night before I heard it in the news. LaFonza Butler, who was just appointed. This is a pro-abortion activist who doesn't even reside in California. Newsom put her in to fill Dianne Feinstein's seat with the ability to run in 2024, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. Get the popcorn out, folks. It's going to be fun. Yeah, she has an interesting past, David. And, you know, if you know anything about, she was the president of the SEIU. It stands for Service Employee International Union. And there's been so many allegations about them doing the ballot harvesting, which is true. They have in several election cycles. And that's in L.A. and parts of San Francisco area. But that's the person that doesn't reside in California. How could she even be appointed or even considered to run? That is the question that everyone's asking.
Well, I think you're looking at checking boxes here. This is the way politics is done in 2023. This is about your plumbing. This is about your ethnicity. This is about being a part of an organizational structure. She was the president of Emily's List. It's a pro-abortion group. She's a part of SEIU, the pro-union group. I mean, talk about checking your boxes. So I think this is the way that it's done here today. And meritocracy be damned, throw it out of the window. But this is a scary, scary far leftist, right, James?
Oh, clearly. Yeah. She checks all the boxes. And, you know, I've been pushing back, going, hey, come on, enough of the identity politics. Let's get the person with the right skill sets and experience to get in office and do the job. But unfortunately, that doesn't work in California and other swing states. So, yeah, it's the biggest threat. And oddly, I'm looking at this as maybe the silver lining on this cloud, because look at who she's running against. Adam Schiff, white male. So that's why I'm saying grab the popcorn, folks. I just want them to go cut, you know, go for the throat, because you know they're going to be trying to take each other down during this election cycle. So, yes, identity politics, unfortunately, is how it's played here in the United States. And I'm just hoping the people finally get to the point, I've had enough. Aren't you done with this affirmative action play and identity politics and putting in the wrong people?
Well, let's talk about California politics, because this is a nationwide show. And, you know, as our primordial Marxist ooze is now spreading across the country from left to right, a lot of people don't know about how the political the politics work in the state of California, top two primary, jungle primary, and so on. So can you detail and explain exactly how that works and what we're looking at with the primary starting? When is it, in March or in 2024?
You're correct. It's in March in 2024, and it could be, I think it's March 7th this go. It's called the top two primary or jungle primary, the top two vote getters. Are the ones that make it into the general election, of course, and from there it's full speed ahead. It doesn't matter what party you represent. And normally it's been the last election, it was a Republican and a Democrat running. And unfortunately, that's the way it's played here. You know, it's not by party choice or the by party system here. So it's, you know, pretty much everyone fends for themselves, goes out there to get as many votes as they can between now and this March period. So the good thing is I'm seeing a big shift, a huge shift in the narrative, as well as people looking for some common sense candidates, which I tend to lean towards. I have to admit, we have issues with both parties. We do. I think you cannot deny that. So I speak to, hey, the center, are you done with this party division, polarization? Let's get on the hook here and really get busy. So we're making some great headway. Central California, even in the northern parts of the state, LA is the gold mine, that's the golden ring. So we're making also some great moves in Los Angeles County. So I have great hopes here. I think this might be the race that we can actually not only in the general election, but actually win it.
So let's talk about that from a mathematical standpoint. I have a couple of minutes here before we head to our first break with you. And I know that you want to stick through and we're going to talk. And by the way, tell everybody where they could find your website and learn more about your candidacy, please, before the break here.
Certainly. It's BradleySenate.com. It's BRADLEY Senate.com.
And you can learn everything about your policy and how you can help, James. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of Republicans in California. There are a ton of conservatives and libertarians and even disaffected Democrats. And I got to ask you real quickly here, when you've got Shifty Schiff, when you've got Katie Porter, who I watched on Bill Maher a few months ago, she is just a very unlikable person. I mean, just forget her politics for a minute. She is just a horrifically bad person. So I want to talk to you about that and what we're looking at coming up here. We've got James Bradley, who's running for California Senate. The man definitely has a chance. His numbers are rising, folks. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. We'll be right back here after the commercial and the news. Do not go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The hunt is underway for a new Speaker of the House. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana announced their bids today. Additionally, Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn is a potential contender. Starbucks is closing 7 locations in downtown San Francisco with no specific reason.
The company is closing stores in the Financial District, SoMa, and the Union Square areas on October 22nd. On Monday, Jessica Borton, the company's regional vice president for Northern California, said the closures come after evaluating the company's store portfolio, which it does every year.
That's Deanna Kodiak. Former President Trump was in New York City for day 3 of his civil fraud trial. Trump is accused by New York Attorney General Letitia James of inflating his net worth. The AG is seeking $250 million in fines and a ban on Trump's company doing business in New York. Dave Collins, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That's right, folks. Do not be a jackwagon. Keep up with the news and everything else here at GCN Radio Network at The Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair as I am. You guys are hearing me every week here. Maybe you're getting sick of me. I don't know. I'm just having too much fun that a human being should be allowed to have. We are delighted to have back in the on the line here James Bradley, who is running for California Senate. Definitely a tall hill to climb. California is a D+13 state. LaFonza Butler is now currently in been appointed. And James, you were saying before the break here that with the jungle primary, the way that it works, you've got Adam Shifty Schiff, you got Katie Porter, you've got Barbara Lee, and now you've got LaFonza Butler, and then there's you and maybe another couple of Republicans that are running as well. But you certainly seem to be getting some really nice numbers here. Tell me how this can shape out with the two top and how that will relate to what we can see in 2024 after the primary.
Well, Whiskey Dave, let me tell you, it's not as difficult as people may have seen. We have more registered Republicans in the county of Los Angeles than most states have. So that means we have a lot of work to do to get them activated. And also what I've seen over the last election cycles, that the Latino vote here, which represents about 64% of the electorate, are leaning toward the center or even center right because they believe what? You know, they believe pro-life. They believe in God. And they've been lied to. So that's the cries I've been hearing on the field, in the field. But let's go back to Katie Porter. And I love it when you were mentioning her before the break. She, when I reach out to Matt Gaetz's team and a few others that I'm working with or I've known and worked with, she is the most disliked congresswoman in the House currently. So I think it won't be a steep hill to climb in that sense. It's a question of, will we have a fair, and I emphasize fair, honest election? And we are working at it, David. We have teams right now that are trying, and we have a big success in Shasta County. We went for the Dominion system. That's been the big question throughout the nation, and they removed it. They went back to hand counting. So we're doing the same approach throughout the state, focusing on, obviously, L.A. County, Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino, and San Diego. Once we get that all situated, and hopefully we will have an honest election. And you're going to see a complete
I have great hope for this. And I believe people are ready more than they ever have been in the history of politics in California.
You know, we speaking of politics here in the state of California, obviously we can't go tonight without talking about what just took place in the House. Kevin McCarthy, who is the speaker from Kern County, or I should say the representative from Kern County and Speaker of the House, was just removed. You mentioned Matt Gaetz, and you have a relationship with him in his office. Tell me your thoughts of what just took place.
I think it was long overdue, to be honest with you, Whiskey David. And I'll call you David. Yeah, I've been saying this ever since he was up to the first election to be speaker. And, you know, those that are living in California will probably agree with me, including those that live in his district. And I just make it really simple. He's been in office, what, 9 terms, going on 10. Look at the state of California since he's been in. He's been in a very prominent position and just recently as leadership. So look how California has declined under his leadership. Now, you don't have to go any further than that. So we've all been seeing it. We've been all saying, hey, we're going to hold him accountable. And now he's being held accountable. And that's why he is where he is currently. So people are awake. They finally had enough. The biggest challenge we have now is those that are strong supporters. And here we have the establishment in California, as you do the rest of the states. They are finally getting to the point that, hey, our honor and loyalty to this particular candidate, we need to reconsider. So all I can say is that people have been watching this for so long. It's happened. And I don't wish him ill by any stretch of the imagination. I want to be very diplomatic and civil about it. But when we say do something and you say you're going to do something, you better do it or you will be held to account. And that's exactly what happened.
Let me ask you from the standpoint of those that are and when I say those on the right that take tremendous reserve towards just what took place. And they're saying that this is basically Armageddon for Republicans. They look like a circus team that they can't, you know, shoot straight. And this is only going to lead to the Democrats taking back the party next year. I look at it as this way, and tell me if I'm wrong here, James. I respect your opinion on things. I take a look at both parties, and I take a look at the way that they've both been structured. From an organizational management standpoint, whatever your opinion is of Nancy Pelosi, and I know ours are very negative from her policy standpoint, she was the most effective leader that the Democrats have probably ever had in the House. She did not ever let one vote slip through that she didn't control. I was very surprised Hakeem Jeffries was able to do the same thing. What was it about the Republicans, and whether you believe it's Kevin McCarthy or just the Republicans in the House, that prevents them from coming together as a solid block, as a majority, to get things done?
Ideologically, there's some differences. Those that are coming, and I always say this, I've been running for a while, as you know, David, those that are really the America First generation, and they want to vilify us and call us extremists, I'll take that gladly. The reality is we are pro-Constitution, and we really live this. Unfortunately, we have a vote going on to get along in Congress as well as Senate. So I think what you're saying is the faction of those that are done with the crazy that's been happening, and we're holding everyone account. They call it drain, a cesspool, or the swamp. That's what we're dealing with in our own party. So we're looking for those strong leaders, and I honestly thank you for even bringing me on the show, because I believe that with my military experience and also in healthcare, I bring that leadership to bear. That's what we're looking for. This is the time that civic discourse takes place, but also we have to identify the leaders to really represent the party. So it was inevitable. What they compared it to the Democrat Party, she ruled with an iron fist. We knew that. And if they fell out of line, they were one-termers. And that's exactly the message they received. And even Tulsi Gabbard mentioned that when she was running for president. So you fall out of line, you're pretty much out of the Democrat Party. But as opposed to us Republicans, we believe in free speech, free market, and we speak our mind. We want to represent our constituents the best way we know how. So that's
biggest difference between the two different parties in who we are is representatives. But we have that faction again within the Republican Party. So you're going to be looking at more of the new face of the Republican Party that stand on the Constitution, that stand on bringing back those rights to each state and representing the constituents with which they serve.
Do you think Republicans have the wherewithal, the tenacity, the organizational approach to get things done? I mean, whether it's the border or Joe Biden's impeachment hearings or the budget. I mean, listen, we're at $33 trillion. Eight of that has been increased in just the past 2.5 years since Joe Biden came in. And I'm not suggesting Trump was great on this. He was awful as well. I remember arguing on Fox News just 6 or 7 years ago, we were heading towards $20 trillion, and I was screaming out loud about what we were looking at. We're at 33 now. The Republicans have as much to blame on this as anybody, right?
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. Is it all rests in Congress and the House? And they continue to do the kicking the can down the road. You're familiar with that term. But that's where we're in this $33 trillion. And a good part of that, obviously, is going to Ukraine, and I can talk to you about that in another session because I've been working on Ukraine, finding out what really is going on there.
Yeah, I want to hear your thoughts in Ukraine, and also your thoughts on Donald Trump and the litigation and how that's going to impact the election, and also get back to you and your Senate candidacy. Again, remind everybody where they can find you and support you on your website.
BradleySenate.com. That's BRADLEY Senate.com.
Yeah, and you're saying right now you're looking between 5% and 8% in the open primary here in the state of California, correct?
That's correct. But if you go with the Berkeley poll, we're at 10.
You're at 10%. That's significant.
Yes, sir.
That's significant. We got James Bradley, who is could very well be the next senator from the great state of California. That would be a shock to the system when the Whiskey Dave here in the chair, Real Side Radio. We'll be right back here after the break. Very quickly, do not go away, folks. We've got a lot more with James.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it, America! We got a country that is, well, my goodness, if it isn't just fraying at the edges, I think that's an understatement right now. We've got to change some things around here. And listen, there's a lot of things that are going on, whether it's the speakership of the House, whether it's the California Senate, or whether it is Donald Trump himself and the litigation, the indictments, the multiple 94 counts that are been filed against him. We now have in the courtroom, we have open cameras and photographs are being taken. Judge Ergeron in the state of New York has allowed for this. And Letitia James is just laser-like baring her eyes into Trump's soul almost with this vicious hatred. James Bradley, who's running for California Senate in 2024, is this whole effort here an effort by the left, do you think, to, well, piss off, demoralize Trump voters, especially those on the fence? Or do they really have the goods here on Trump, as what we're saying?
Dave, you know, and I, you all know the answer. Anyone that can bug America knows that answer. Yeah, that we know what's going on, people. Wake up, America. These are nuisance laws. These feckless lawsuits throwing at him, you know, it's really making him rise in the polls. Have you noticed those polls lately? Look, he just is crushing it. He's become the modern-day thug folk hero. They'll bring it, I say. And if they do get him on one indictment, then he's going to be sworn in office, probably in a cell somewhere. So this is all staged. We know what they're doing. They've been planning this forever, in my opinion.
So we're in a state right now where a lot of people believe that Republicans can't just win. They have to win by the margin of the cheat. You referred back to, and we've had you on the show before, talking about voter integrity and whether it's logistical things like vote by mail and drop boxes and voter harvesting and voting machines, or big tech and the network suppressing information, or, you know, Facebook spending $400 million on get out the vote precinct work, whether it's Twitter and big tech suppressing, you know, the New York Post story, things like this. All of that combined, there are estimates that Republicans, again, not just have to win, but have to win by the margin of the cheat. And that used to be 2-4% going back a decade or so. Now people are estimating it between 8-10%. In states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, do you think that that would be possible in 2024 with a indicted president?
That's an excellent question. City California, you probably know the answer on that one. The swing states, I think there's great promise there. I do believe that he's becoming the folk hero, as I mentioned earlier, and those margins will probably be a double, triple digit in a sense. So I think he'll do fairly well there. But, you know, when I ran in 2020 against Ted Lieu, we did enough forensic evidence on that particular race where he won that race. In our findings. So the question is, where are we going to be in our efforts to change out these election systems here, Dominion and Smartmatic, and whether or not we have an honest election? And those double digits definitely will need to take place here in California for him to win that. So I agree with you. Yeah, we have to really double down, folks. We cannot sit in our armchair and do the quarterback thing or feel disenfranchised that your vote doesn't count, because your vote will cancel out their illegal vote if you call question it. So I think people need to be fired up and understand that this is this is the battlefield we're facing right now. So don't sit there last lazy thinking your vote doesn't count, because it does.
Yeah, it most certainly does, more so now than ever before. So are you optimistic I know you're a big fan of President Trump. Are you taking a look at any of the other candidates, at DeSantis or anybody else, and giving him a second look? Where are you right now?
Yeah, I just go based on previous experience and having been interviewed regarding President Trump's performance of last term. I said, you know, that there's no question in my mind he did a phenomenal job. The question lies is he's going to find a way to unite the country. You know, I've had a lot of folks asking me about Robert Kennedy Jr. I said, love is unity message. Can he run on a third party? That's the question I've been hearing mostly. But without question, if he is gifted to be serve another term, Donald Trump, yes, definitely he will do the work based on what I've seen in his previous term. But we were going to talk about good old how many more? 300 million do we just send over? Or in the process of sending over?
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Well, yeah, there's definitely, listen, this is one of the reasons that we just saw what took place in the House. And, there's a lot of Republicans that are now starting to come out and say, yeah, my constituency is complaining about this. And we've got open borders right now the bloodletting continues on the border. We've got people that can't afford to go to college. They can't afford homes, cost of food and living and everything else is through the roof here. And the government, all they're doing is they are digging and digging deeper, deeper, deeper debt here. $33 trillion will be at another $34 trillion. It's going to go $2 trillion now a year because we have to pay down high interest debt. Are people, do you think, are coming to their limit with this? And are we going to have a COVID moment where there's going to be a turn of popular dissent, against Ukraine?
Well, you cover a lot of topics there, Dave. Yes, 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 of course. We're done. We are so done sending our tax dollars into a proxy war. And by the way, I have the evidence to prove that it's a proxy war. More importantly, we've been played. I did a deep dive investigation on the heels of the Afghan crisis, bringing out families. And on the heels of that, I went into Ukraine and I saved a Ukrainian family out of all places, Kyiv. 6 months after the person introduced himself, I worked under Zelensky, and I have the evidence to prove that he's shuffling and he's laundering money. And so, I'm all ears. Tell me everything you have. So I've been on this story, David. And I tell you, when I have everything buttoned up, and no, this is not a target, and I say, don't come after me. I am basically bringing truth to light that this, our tax dollars, have been sent over to a proxy war and allegations coming back into the White House. Yes, I'm saying it here on your news station today. So I'm done with it. People are done with it. Innocent lives are at stake, David. Innocent lives. And people are dying on the front lines, going missing. We need to end this war. There's nothing else but to save those human lives that are on the front lines. So I caught wind of it. I'm moving toward getting this some closure. Our war, ladies and gentlemen, our war is at the border. We have the cartels bringing in the fentanyl, bringing in Chinese nationals. Everything you've been hearing is real. That is the pain point. This is a national security issue. We're not looking at this clearly through the lens of a security. And think about this also. The money that we're sending Ukraine, the munitions we're sending to Ukraine, has reduced our mission readiness in our military. There's so many things wrong with this, David. I'm getting to it. And I'm going to share with the world what is really happening. And we need to be focusing on the border because that's really our national interest.
Well, we're going to have you back on again, maybe even sooner than months, maybe just in a few weeks here again, because I want to hear more about what your thoughts are on Ukraine and what is happening. I feel like public sentiment is definitely turning. And, you know, the reality is that now England is admitting that they are putting boots on the ground. How soon is it going to be until we are putting boots on the ground? And I think we ostensibly have boots on the ground now. We're just not admitting it. And so with your experience and everything that you've seen there yourself in Ukraine, James, we definitely want to have you back on and talk more about it. Okay. James, tell everybody again where they can come and support you, find you, read up about you. And before you go as well, real quick, the top three policies that you are going to be focused on as a California senator.
First thing, national security at the border, all eyes at the border. We have a homeless crisis. We have the largest one-third of the homeless population in the state of California. We need to deal with it. I have a plan. We're already doing it. Our energy interest here, I have the plan to take biomass, convert it into a zero carbon footprint. I already have the plans. We're already working on it. We're ready to go. Once in the first 100 days, we're going to enact. We're going to act on it.
Okay. Okay.
So. Oh, yeah. In my website, I love this, BradleySenate.com. That's BRADLEY, Senate.com.
We need, California needs a strong conservative. This is the state of Ronald Reagan in my lifetime. That's not that long ago, folks. There are a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans that are left in California. I know many have moved out, and they need a voice like yours, James. Thank you so much for coming on. Greatly appreciate it. We'll definitely have you back on. And by the way, happy 100th birthday to your father. And you can let him know that the folks at Realside think that he raised a wonderful son. Congratulations to him. Thanks, James. Greatly appreciate it. Best of luck with everything. We'll talk to you soon. We'll have you back on. And, folks, we'll be back here for hour number two after the break. We're going to be talking more about all these issues of the day. Thank you so much for being with us here at Realside Radio. We'll be back after the news and commercials. Do not go away.